Discover Spring 20 release features. We are sharing release highlights for developers and admins, curated and published by Salesforce product experts, as part of Learn More. Complete the TrailMix by March 31, 2020 to receive a special community badge and unlock a $10 contribution to FIRST. Controlling access to data based on user permissions is critical for any application. On Salesforce, you can control who sees what using sharing rules, field and object permissions. However, it is important to note that Apex generally runs in system context, therefore the current user's permissions, field-level security, and sharing rules aren't taken into account during code execution, which can compromise the integrity of your data. Using the with sharing keywords when declaring a class enforces sharing rules, but not object and field-level permissions. Below are some ways in which you can enforce object-level and field-level permissions in Apex. Using schema methods. This way of determining field-level access has been around for quite some time now. You can call the isAccessible, isCreatable, or isUpdatable methods of schema.describe field result to verify whether the current user has read, create, or update access for a field. For example, if you want to check if the email field on the contact object is accessible/readable by the logged-in user, you enclose the SQL query inside an if block that checks for field access using the schema methods described above. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Imagine that you have a bunch of fields in your query, and you have inner queries. This if statement becomes complex to maintain, and increases the cyclomatic complexity of the code. Using with security underscore enforce clause, generally available. Generally available starting Spring 20, the with security underscore enforce clause can be used in SQL queries to enforce field and object level security permissions in Apex code, including subqueries and cross-object relationships. Field-level permissions are checked for all the fields that are retrieved in the select clauses of the query. Since this clause only works inside an SQL query, it's only useful when you want to check for read access on a field. Here is an example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The above query will return the id and name of accounts, and the last name of the related contacts, only if the user has read access to all of these three fields. If the user doesn't have access to at least one of these fields, the query throws a system.query exception, and no results are returned. As a best practice, SQL queries that use this clause have to be enclosed in a try/catch block so that errors can be gracefully handled. However, it is important to note that this clause doesn't verify field-level security for fields used in the where clause of the query. For example, if a user doesn't have access a custom field called picture_url_c on the contact object, the below query doesn't throw an error, and the results are returned as usual. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Using striping accessible method, generally available. Generally available starting Spring 20, you can now use the strip inaccessible method from the new security class to enforce field and object level security in Apex. Like the name suggests, this method can be used to strip the fields from S object list to which the user doesn't have appropriate access, depending on the operation being performed. Here is the method signature. Strip. Inaccessible system.access type access check type, lists object source records, boolean enforce. Root. Object CRUD. Access check type. This parameter defines the type of field level access check to be performed. It accepts system.access type enum values, creatable, readable, updatable, upsortable. Source records, a list of S objects to be checked for fields that aren't accessible in the context of the current user's operation. Enforce root object CRUD, an optional parameter that indicates whether object level access check has to be performed. If set to true, and the user doesn't have the necessary CRUD permissions on the object, this method throws an exception. It defaults to true. This method returns an object of type subject access decision. You use the getRecords method to access the list of S objects which are stripped of fields that fail the field-level security checks for the current user. For error handling purposes, you can use the getRemovedFields method to access a map of S object types and their corresponding inaccessible fields. Here is an example of a DML operation, where the current user doesn't have access to a custom field picture underscore URL underscore C on the contact object. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The DML operation written above runs successfully without exceptions, but the picture URL field on the inserted records would be blank because the current user doesn't have appropriate permissions on it, therefore the value has been stripped off. However, if the user lacked the create permission on the contact object itself, the DML statement would throw an exception. Here is another example of the method's usage in a query operation, where the current user doesn't have access to a custom field picture underscore URL underscore C on the contact object. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Inaccessible fields are removed from the query result, therefore those fields would return a null value. If you are using the strip inaccessible method on a list of S object records that have already been retrieved by a query, remember to use the getRecords method to access the list of records with inaccessible fields removed. The original list of records is not updated by the strip inaccessible method and would still contain the values of inaccessible fields. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. To sum up, this method can be used to strip fields from query results that the user doesn't have read access to. Remove inaccessible fields before a DML operation without causing an exception. Sanitize S objects that have been deserialized from an untrusted source. Summary. Even though ways to check and enforce field and object level security were around for quite some time, these new techniques make the code less verbose and more efficient. The with security underscore enforce clause can be used directly in an SQL query to check for read access on fields, and the query will throw an exception if a single field isn't accessible. On the other hand, strip inaccessible method can be used in read, create, update and upsert operations to strip the fields from S object lists that are inaccessible. Now that you've seen how easy it is to enforce field level security in Apex, check out the rest of our documentation and get hands-on today. https://developer.salesforce.com/doc/atlas.ns.222.0 apexcode.meta/apexcode/apex_classes_with_security_strip inaccessible.htm https://developer.salesforce.com/doc/atlas.ns.222.0 apexcode.meta/apexcode/apex_classes_with_security_enforce.htm https://developer.salesforce.com/docs/atlas.ns.security/implgide.meta/security/implgide/security_data_access.htm About the author. Aditya Nagtapalli is a 10x certified senior developer evangelist at Salesforce. He focuses on Lightning Web Components, Einstein Platform Services, and integrations. He writes technical content and speaks frequently at webinars and conferences around the world. Follow him on Twitter @AdityaNag.